History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey.
Joffrey Reynolds.
Who is Joffrey Reynolds?
Running back, Calgary Stampeders.
Be sure to follow Mac on Twitter at MacJMorey25.
Four touchdowns, drops a 40 burger on me.
This is your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's the man, the myth, the Mac.
How about it, baby? We're a month into the NFL season. Hello, good morning. How are you doing? Welcome in 96.5 The Fan on Fantasy Football Sundays. That's Jacob Mustard running things. I'm Mac Morey with you live for the next hour. This show brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. But I need you for it to be the best show it can be on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7965 is the number to be a part of the show. Make sure you are texting me your start or sit questions, because it's a loaded day in fantasy football. It's a lot going on. We're already starting. If you didn't know, the Vikings and Steelers are live in London right now. Jaylen Warren is not playing. That's right. Jaylen Warren was a late scratch right before the game. So if you woke up, had a crazy Friday night or Saturday night, excuse me, huh? You know I did. Don't even know what day it is. Just kidding. Yeah, kind of. Then, sorry, Jaylen Warren's not in. So I hope you were up early in time for that. I wasn't able to get on the air and let you know that. I woke up, I was like, oh, I hope my listeners are aware if they've got Jaylen Warren, and I hope they were able to take him out. Not in right now. The Steelers are leading, though, 7-3. Kenneth Gainwell just had a one-yard rushing touchdown. Don't really know a lot of what else happened. Mustard, I know you've been locked in. I've been doing stuff. We're 13 seconds left, clock winding in the first quarter. So we're pretty much a quarter away through this game. Steelers up 7-3.
Yeah, Jordan Mason's had himself an early start to this game. Quite a few carries, some good yardage on some chunk plays. He had a fumble earlier. I suggest you guys go watch that. There's going to be a clip out there somewhere. Ramsey returns it. They end up calling it back because Mason touched it while he was out of bounds. So he saved his own fumble. And then the Steelers' defense tightened up, held him to a field goal. And then on the Steelers' second drive, Metcalf's already at 3 receptions, 42 yards.
Oh, wow. And I would have said no Metcalf today. I actually would have said stay away from everyone in this game. These London games, these international games in general are scary. You never know how the field conditions are going to be, the travel, the whole thing, right? It's slow. And then you add on the fact that this is a Brian Flores defense against Aaron Rodgers. We saw that last year. It did not go well. We've seen Aaron Rodgers the last few times overseas has not gone well. Obviously, right now, though, winning this game up 7-3 and Carson Wentz to end the first quarter makes a beautiful back shoulder throw to Jordan Addison for about 15, 20 yards there to end that first quarter. Again, Vikings trailing the Steelers 7-3 right now. Chiefs, 325 today. You've got Jay Binkley for after hours right after me for live for 2 hours until noon. And then, of course, we'll have Josh Briscoe go live with the Chiefs pregame show, which will lead right into our guys in the Chiefs radio network, Mitch Holtis, Danon Hughes, Josh Klingler over on the sidelines. They will give you all you need to know about what's going on in the game today. Xavier Worthy will be playing today. That's going to happen. The Chiefs healthy for the most part. The Ravens not. Nandi Matabuki now in the IR, their best pass rusher. They still don't really know what's going on with him. John Harbaugh had some very strange comments about it earlier on in the week. So that could affect us fantasy football-wise as far as Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt are concerned. We will get to the Chiefs game and every game today. I'll go through all of them in max matchups in the middle of the show, and I will, of course, end the show. The last 20 minutes or so will be all of your questions, start or sit. So make sure you text into the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. But if you're in a pinch, if you're in tinker time, you're panicking this morning, don't worry. You missed the waiver wire. You're a little late. Someone's injured, late scratch, not confident this morning after you were a couple days before. Whatever it is, let's work it out. I've got some guys that you could get in a pinch this morning. Also, let's look at the injury report and what it means fantasy-wise. Obviously, JJ McCarthy still out. No Mike Evans for the Bucks. Man, Igbuka season, man. Jeez.
Well, and then I just saw that Godwin and Tristan Wirfs are expected to play.
There you go. So Baker was on the injury report as well. He's obviously going to play. Chris Godwin going to play for his first time this season. I still think Igbuka's a major smash. Jaden Daniels, listen, if you're in a quarterback pinch, two quarterback league, I think Mariota, I said it last week too, this is a viable option if he's sitting on your waiver wire and you don't feel great about what you're doing quarterback-wise today. He'll run a little bit. He could get a rushing touchdown. Like, is Terry McLaurin... I know there was questions about him. I think he's also ruled out today.
Give me one second.
I'm pretty sure that was on Schefter's. I got it here on Schefter's report from yesterday, but I don't know have the update. So Mustard's getting that for us. But obviously, so no Terry McLaurin, no Jaden Daniels. That means Deebo Samuel, Marcus Mariota, guys that I would still consider playing today. No Noah Brown there for the Commanders either. Will Disley out. Listen, we'll talk about Gradston for the Chargers in his first NFL game last week, did really well for the Chargers at tight end.
Terry is officially ruled out.
Okay, so no Terry McLaurin, no Jaden Daniels. So that does affect the Commanders game. No Tyrone Tracy. Cam Scadaboo had a great week last week, as we all know, against the Kansas City Chiefs, over 100 all-purpose yards. I don't know if that's going to be the same story for him today. But obviously no Tyrone Tracy. Cam Scadaboo is a smash play, obviously already picked up in your leagues. No Xavier Leggett. Alec Pierce is out and CeeDee Lamb is out. And we'll talk about what that means for George Pickens and the Cowboys. Now, already played is Amari DiMarcado for the Arizona Cardinals. We saw that on Thursday. Now, he played a lot of the last couple of drives in that fourth quarter instead of Trey Benson, who wasn't exactly explosive or jaw-dropping as we all wanted him to be. He was the main waiver wire pickup this week, with James Conner going out and down for the season with, I believe, a torn Achilles. But DiMarcado under 10% rostered maybe for next week is a guy that you could consider picking up. Chris Rodriguez for the Commanders in that backfield. It's been a weird backfield over there. Don't really know still who is going to get the bulk of these carries over in Washington between Bill Merritt. Now Chris Rodriguez, he 30% ownership in leagues right now, or a little bit under. He had 11 carries in his first game last week. So you kind of like that for Chris Rodriguez, especially when Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt has not either made a huge splash.
Yeah, and it's also, if you are rostering Bill, I know he had a lot of hype, go ahead and find some room to pick up Rodriguez if he's available. That way, you kind of guarantee yourself a piece of this offense, whoever is the better one, if one goes down with another injury, or we just see a 75% snap share for one of them.
Exactly.
Then you have both pieces and you don't have to worry about it.
And then you can drop it once that is solidified on who the real running back is in that offense. Because I think you'd agree it will be solidified. They'll find out who their guy is. These are two guys we just don't know a lot about right now. I don't think they do either.
Yeah, and I mean, Bill was a seventh-round rookie for a reason.
Yep.
And I mean, Pacheco burst onto the scene, so there's expectations that the team has for him.
Yes.
But
and fantasy
until,
fans.
Yeah, until those are fully set in stone, you never know who's going to take the primary workload.
And we haven't gotten to see the Commanders, you know, fully fleshed out as a team right now because of the Jaden Daniels injury, obviously Terry McLaurin out. To me, this is a team that will probably be able to score a good amount of points. Their defense will not be formidable against most offenses. I think this is a good fantasy football team. I really do. I think they're going to have a lot of shootouts, high-scoring games. I believe in that. So whatever running back does end up becoming that bell cow could be great for you. Chris Rodriguez, again, under 30% ownership in leagues right now. I've told you about this guy, and I don't think he's probably in a lot of your leagues. You probably missed the boat, but I have to say it just to pat myself on the back. Elik Ayamaner, still don't know really how to say his name. I've said it different every week. He's becoming way more rostered, rookie wide receiver for the Titans, and he has developed a chemistry. He's developed a real relationship with Cam Ward because Calvin Ridley just ain't it. He ain't it, folks. Patting myself on the back on one end. On the other end, I'll say I was wrong on Calvin Ridley so far this week or this year because 3 games, 3 drops. He's had 21 targets, I believe, and he's got 8 catches. I mean, it's despicable. It's disgusting. It sucks right now for Calvin Ridley, and Elik Ayamaner has come up in that absence huge.
Yeah, and I mean, last year with Will Levis, you could kind of discount Calvin Ridley coming off the suspension, getting his foot under him.
Yes.
And, you know, I think he also had an injury sometime that right before the suspension too for the gambling issues, but I mean, this is almost inexcusable. He was rising up draft rankings. Cam Ward has a rocket of an arm gives himself some chances downfield, and Ridley just has not been able to capitalize at all.
No, not at all. And it sucked, especially the whole offseason. You've got Cam Ward saying, I love Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley's a great athlete, one of the best wide receivers I've played. Like, he is like in awe at how talented Calvin Ridley is. And I think for ball knowers out there, like, we know how good of a route runner he is. He gets great separation. Like, he's got good hands. He just has not put that on tape yet this year. Sterling Shepard is like a big sleeper who's definitely available in your leagues. And we just talked about this Bucs offense. Yes, they're getting Chris Godwin back, but there is no Mike Evans. And Sterling Shepard is like a veteran that is playing a lot of the snaps. He's been targeted 6, 4, and 5 times. He's played over 60% of the snaps in each game this season. He had 80 yards last week. And again, I think he's still going to be in line for snaps. Godwin comes back, no number one wide receiver for the next month, it looks like, with Mike Evans out. And he is not rostered hardly at all. You will be able to pick him up. Tyquan Thornton, man, he's officially a dude. And he's a guy in fantasy for, as far as we're concerned, for the next, till Rashee Rice comes back in week 7. I think you've got 3 or 4 weeks of productivity for Tyquan Thornton. They're going to target him on passes deeper than 25 yards at least 3 times a game. That's probably, just mark it down, set it in stone. I think that is going to be what happens at least 3 times a game, just 25-yard bombs, 40-yard bombs to Tyquan Thornton. If he catches one of those or 2 of those, one of them hopefully for a touchdown in your case, he's like upgrade Rashid Shaheed right now. And DK Metcalf catches a slant pattern, and he is taking it to the house probably. One guy in front of him, Calvin Austin, gets the block, the 5, diving in, trucking someone. That's a touchdown, probably 70 yards, 60 yards for DK Metcalf off of a deep slant route. Wow, what a catch and throw. Glad I did not get on here before the show started, because, or before the game started, because I would have said, sit DK Metcalf. Wow. Yeah, he just one-on-one, zone coverage, finds it, sits there, and shows us the athlete that he is. Yeah, he took that to the house. I mean, he is outrunning every purple jersey in sight, or I should say white jersey, purple helmet. So Tyquan Thornton, a guy you could pick up. Steelers lead 14-3 in that game going on in London right now. Kayshon Boutte for the Patriots, 8 targets last week. 8 targets in week 1, just 4 targets since. So a guy that you got to take it with a grain of salt, but this is an offense that's still finding their footing over there with Drake May. He could ascend as one of the bigger options. They don't have an option right now. I mentioned earlier Aronde Gadsden for the Chargers. He played in his first NFL game last week. He's definitely going to be available in your leagues. He had more catches than all the other tight ends on the roster all season last week in his first NFL game. First time playing with Justin Herbert. I'm just going to, like, if you can have the number one tight end on what is a really good offense right now and a really good team right now, you want that. You want that. Trey Tucker, if he's available, probably not, on the Raiders, doing really, really well. Had 9 targets, 8 catches, over 100 yards, and a touchdown, I believe it was, last week. Kareem Hunt is a great play for today if you're in a pinch with running backs. I think Kareem Hunt's got a great chance to get a touchdown. Him and Pacheco are pretty much good for 10 to 13 carries each. You hope they get over 4 yards a pop and they get a touchdown. I think Kareem Hunt or Pacheco gets in the end zone today. Troy Franklin, still under 50% rostered. Had a bad week last week. He was one of my big waiver wire ads for you guys. I think he's still a guy you could add today and be really excited about. They play Cincinnati, the Broncos do. This is a reset game for Bo Nix and that Denver offense. They've yet to have like a 4 quarters. We're hitting on all cylinders. Deep passes. RJ Harvey looks good. Sean Payton's actually dialing it up. We've yet to really see that in action. Troy Franklin will be a part of that if they're able to do so today. Dalton Schultz for the Houston Texans, still under 20% rostered in most leagues. He's got good weeks every week. I mean, he really has been consistent. He's been the only consistent part of that offense, probably. So I think Dalton Schultz is an ad if you're in, you know, in the depths of that desolate wasteland that is the tight ends on the waiver wire. Brenton Strange, still available, 16 targets in 3 games, 7 targets just last week for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He had 6 catches for 61 yards last week. And he's just in the game. He's played over 80% of the snaps every week. Brenton Strange is, again, just, he's going to be playing. And Trevor Lawrence likes him right now. I mean, why wouldn't he? He's actually trying to catch the passes. He's actually playing football. He's not like Brian Thomas Jr., who's just selling. He's not like Travis Hunter, who's a overpriced Wandale Robinson. Like, this is, come on. And I told you all about Hunter Henry last week. I said it. It's too late now. That ship has sailed. He's been picked up on your Tuesdays in your league, I'm sure. If not, go snag him. And then just a little encouragement for you guys, because I know I'm 0-3 in one of my leagues. Listen, I'll say it. I come to you guys, give you guys advice. Doesn't like I sit here, I struggle. I struggle with my matchups. I struggle with who to start. I've been unlucky, too, in this league that I'm 0-3 in. First 2 weeks, lost by a combined 4 points. Really, if you don't count a lateral at the end of the game when he was trying to score, I believe it was DJ Moore, would have been 1 point, or combined like 2.5 points or 1.5 points or something. And then had a bad beat last week, too. So I'm 0-3, but that doesn't mean we are out of this. Odds of making the fantasy playoffs, according to Yahoo Fantasy League's last year, 0-3, you still have a 21.8% chance to make your fantasy playoffs. You still have a better than 1 in 5 chance to get to the postseason, but it starts right now. 0-4, it's over. GG's. We've got to get it going today. So let's figure it out. Send in your start or sit questions to the J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Even if you're 1-2, a 41.8% chance to make the playoffs if you are 1-2, according to Yahoo Fantasy results from 2024. If you're 2-1, you've got a 64% chance to be in the postseason. If you're 3-0, you have an almost 83% chance to be in the playoffs. This is not over. Do not give up hope. We're going to be able to get through this. Just if you listen to me, four max matchups, which is coming up next. I'm going to go through all the big games today, of which there are a lot. Again, the Chiefs play today at 3:25. Jay Binkley goes live right after me, 10 until noon for after hours. And then Josh Briscoe on the Chiefs Radio Network pregame show. Make sure you're tuning in to him. He'll give you all the needs to know on this big, big matchup. 1-2 Kansas City Chiefs hosting the 1-2 Baltimore Ravens. Barring a weird tie, one of these teams is 1-3 after today. Around 6:30, folks, we hope those Chiefs are back to 500. Listen to Josh Briscoe. He will lead you into Mitch Holthus, Danon Hughes, and Josh Klingler, who go live right here on 96.5 The Fan, the radio station that you're tuning into. We've got more fantasy football coverage for the next 40 minutes. Stay locked in to your home for Kansas City sports.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Max Matchups.
You know, I haven't swiped right on 500 men.
This is Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, live on a Sunday morning here, Fantasy Football Sunday on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. London game going on between the Steelers and Vikings. Pittsburgh up 14-3. There has not been an incompletion yet in this game. Both quarterbacks 9 for 9. Carson Wentz and Aaron Rodgers. We're going to have like a 4th and inches here near midfield for Minnesota. I think they're going to go for it as KOC has the headset on and he is still demanding play calls there. Yeah, 4th and inches, and they are going to go for it right near midfield. Vikings down 3-14 against the Steelers with a little over 8 minutes left in that second quarter. So that's one game on, but we've got many to go. Let's start with the noon games, as I will help you out with all of the matchups today. Remember, if you're needing help with your matchups, please text in who you want to, who should be on the bench, who should start, who should sit. If you've got 2 open slots. They got 3 guys that he can't decide between. We're already getting a bunch of texts, and we love to see that. Mac, I'm here listening to you guys. The real Jessica Ella. What's going on, Jessica? Thanks for tuning in to us. 816, pulling up to church. Can you answer mine first? Where's your text? It was 4 minutes ago, so I don't know if you're still here. Should I start a slightly injured Baker or Jackson Dart? I'm starting Baker Mayfield. I don't hate a Jackson Dart start if you're in a real big pinch. I can see the vision there. There could be some running, but no, go with Baker Mayfield today, 1-6. Go to with Baker Mayfield and have a good church service as well. Okay, let's go through the matchups. Commanders at Falcons. Debo, a massive start here. Obviously, Terry McLaurin out. Jaden Daniels is out, but I think Mariota is going to go to his guy, Debo. They're going to run the ball with him too. And make sure Jaden Daniels is not playing today, so make sure he's not in your lineup. I know that was a questionable, you know, they're practicing. Let's see what happens. He's not going to play today. Make sure you have him on your bench.
I had him in my lineup until about 5 minutes
ago. There you go, right? So you gotta just acknowledge that, be on top of those things. Kyle Pitts, a start today. Chargers at Giants. We were just talking about Jackson Dart. Again, I don't mind if you start him today. But There's probably better options, but I get it. If you're in a pinch, if you're desperate, if you're in a 2QB league and you don't really like where you're at, I could see the vision. Again, there could be some real running productivity for him, and that's where you can really make your money. So, like Jackson Dart, but the team will probably have juice too. You know, they're going to be really excited today. This is the game like where you fired your head coach and you look great for 1 week, and then the next week you go back to normal. It's like, oh yeah, it wasn't really the head coach. They were just really excited. Camp Scatabue is definitely going to be a big play today as well against that Chargers defense. Titans at Texans. We talked about it. You have to sit Ridley now. Like, I played him, I think, last week. Maybe it was the week before. I think I played him again last week in one of my leagues, and I'm just like, yeah, it's over. Like, I have to audible. I have to go another route right now. You just have to figure it out. 21 targets, only 8 catches. Until that changes, like, you just – and it might. Listen, I'm not completely – out of hope for Calvin Ridley and the Titans this season. They're still figuring out offensively really anything that works consistently. We've talked about Elijah Mayer, the rookie wide receiver for them, who Cam Ward has really found a liking to. Ridley could explode here later on in the season, but it ain't it right now. Start Nico, start Dalton Schultz. Those are the two Texans I would start. I'd stay away from everyone else. Woody Marks is a guy you can add maybe in a league and just kind of hold on to, see what happens for him, as he could be the bell cow over there in Houston. Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. Listen, we've covered extensively the injuries Tampa Bay is suffering right now. Obviously, Baker Mayfield is going to play. Chris Godwin is going to play. Tristan Wirfs is going to play. No Mike Evans. As Carson Wentz, yep, throws a pick. That's the first incompletion today. Carson Wentz throws an interception, and the Steelers are rolling, baby.
I was going to say, is it an incompletion or?
Oh, was it? Could have been an incompletion.
No, I was just saying, because the ball still technically hasn't hit the ground.
There you go. So, yeah, Eagles have struggled against this Tampa Bay team. It's probably the one team that has given them the most fits. This is going to be a good game, in my opinion. I know people are going to get scared off by the injury scares with Wirfs and Baker. A lot of that's just a mirage to me, honestly. Like, I'm trusting Baker Mayfield, dude. It looked like he tore his Achilles 2 weeks ago on primetime and got up and started talking smack to CJ Gardner-Johnson 5 seconds later. Like, this guy's a dog. He lives for the moment. He's not going to play hurt. He's not going to act like he's debilitated or not 100%. He's going to be fine. I am sitting Godwin today, personally. I you could convince me of it being a good chance or a good option, but today I'm not taking that risk. In his first game back. Igbuka, though, smash city. Panthers at Patriots. This is a stay-away game for me. Christian Gonzalez, that is, I believe, is back today for your New England Patriots. Is that right, Mustard?
That is what all the reports are saying.
Okay.
But that's what they said the first two weeks as well. Right.
That's true. That is true. He's been working hard to get back, obviously, from this hamstring issue. We don't know a lot right now.
Yeah, and you don't – if you're the Patriots, you're not wanting to rush – I mean, he is the best player on the team right now. And you don't want to rush him back and risk re-injury.
He's the best player on the team, and he really creates that defense. And he would create a big nightmare for Tet McMillan today if he were to play and were to be that Christian Gonzalez that we know over there in the defensive backfield. The Pats offense has been just up and down. They do not have a true go-to yet. We saw Ramondre Stevenson fumble twice last week. They had 5 turnovers last week. They outgained the Steelers by over 100 yards, and they lost that football game. That was frustrating, especially as a guy who had some money on the New England Patriots. They are still figuring out their go-to. It hasn't been Stephon Diggs yet. Really, it's been Hunter Henry has been the guy. Travion Henderson, we've talked about it. Mustard and I have since before the season. That is going to come to fruition. He is going to be the number one back in this offense, and he'll be a great running back in fantasy football. Does that begin today?
No.
Damn it.
I know. We are all hoping for it.
We're ready, man.
As of right now, Stevenson still has the lead back role.
Yep.
I saw something that he was working with weighted footballs this offseason.
Dude.
It is not helping.
No.
He has a problem right now. And there's just no point until Henderson gets the starting role and we see it rolled out. I wouldn't trust it because Gibson's going to come in and siphon a touchdown. Stevenson's going to get some goal line work, no matter his fumbling issues. So it's one where you just wait and see. I wanted Henderson on as many teams as possible. His price tag went way too high.
The hype got real.
Yeah, and deservedly. The talent he has is insane.
Yes.
But you draft these rookies, and we said this from day one, you draft these rookies to stash them.
Yep.
And when they break out,
yep,
you start them.
You're the one laughing at everyone because the guy dropped Matthew Golden in week two and you picked him up and guy got impatient with, you know, whoever it may be, Travion Henderson. Like, those guys will be ready.
Look at Hampton. He's in a perfect scenario now.
Yep.
And it's just, it took 3 weeks. People just aren't patient enough with these rookies.
Now, that doesn't always happen, right? There will be cases like Ashton Jeanty this season. I don't think he's going to have a great year. And I said that before the season. The offensive line is so bad that you can't really do, like, he's got more yards after contact, is that it, than before the line of scrimmage?
Yeah. I saw some clips. He cannot run. Nobody could run behind that offensive line. Not even Saquon Barkley.
Prime Barry Sanders is not finding a crease or breaking enough tackles to actually get positive momentum there with that offensive line. It's just so horrendously bad right now. So there are situations that may not pick up, right? Like Caleb Johnson with the Steelers. That's not going to happen. Like, there are cases where it doesn't work, right? Or busts or bad picks or... But most of the time, like, think about the Chiefs offense, guys. When a rookie had, like, Rashee Rice, it took 8 weeks. Xavier Worthy, it took 6 or 7 weeks. Like, not just to want to throw him the ball, but to get the offense to be in the right spot. All of those things, it takes time. It's complicated. This is a tough game. This is a tough sport, knowing where to be. It's especially as a wide receiver or a running back, like, you're talking about inches for a quarterback to want to know where you're going to be and when you're going to be there and having comfortability with all that, the timing, all of that stuff is so important. And for running backs, the pass blocking too, like, can I trust you?
That was the other thing. Coming out of the draft, that was one of Henderson's biggest points of, like, that kind of rose him up NFL teams draft boards,
as he
was an insane pass blocker. And he's, throughout the first 3 weeks, he's whiffed on at least 5 pass protections. That's either caused an incompletion or a sack. So it's part of the coaching trust. And even though Stevenson fumbled, they still trust him. He's paid $15 million a year for a reason.
Exactly. That says a lot. Yeah. Listen, it will happen with Henderson. Trust us. But Mustard's probably right. It's probably not this week. But it's going to be a week that we don't think, right? Like, Mustard will probably say, no, not this week, in 2 weeks. And it could be that week, right? So if it is this week, we apologize. But I would say Mustard's right and wait on Henderson still.
I was just going to say, I do like the matchup. If you
Me
have
too.
To start him in a pinch, do it. If you absolutely have to.
I am stretching for depth in one of my leagues, and I do have him in, hoping that they can exploit what is a good matchup, as Mustard just said. Saints at Bills. And tell me what you think on this, Mustard. I'm scared of starting some of these build wide receivers because we have a couple texts in here about, like, Keon Coleman and things like that. I think I saw a Shakir text maybe, but, like, this is just one of those games where the Bills could be up 20-0 in the first quarter and then just kind of run the football. You could see Mitch Trubisky come in this game, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think this is another James Cook week.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just going to run him on the ground. The Saints defense is not good at stopping the rush.
Nothing's good on the Saints, yeah.
It's just going to be, I mean, if you can get one of the passing touchdowns, that's
exactly
really what you're hoping for, and it's going to be a coin flip. They trust Khalil Shakir. They have Keon Coleman. But then you also have to deal with Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid.
And Josh Palmer could, like,
and Josh Palmer, yeah.
Catch.
It's just, like, it's they just have so many names.
Yeah,
and
it's Russian roulette.
It's not even a coin flip. It's a D6 or a D8 roll. Like,
yeah,
you just don't know what
you're
getting.
You just don't want to be waiting for that Shakir touchdown, and all of a sudden it's Ray Davis in the game. And you're like, cool, that's awesome. That's really fun for me. So you don't want to get too frustrated by that. But if you feel confident in a Shakir touchdown today and him having his 5 catches for 50 yards and a touchdown, like, then absolutely go for it and do that. Browns at Lions. This is another game where I would still start your Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'd obviously start your Gibbs and Montgomery. But if you've got someone on your bench where you love their matchup and you're really like, oh, I usually wouldn't start this guy instead of Amon-Ra or instead of Gibbs or something, maybe you do it today. Maybe it's the day where you do kind of zag, because the Browns have a legitimate defense. Like, this defense is real. This team, but this defense is top 10 at least. It could be better, but it's top 10 at least. So I would at least think about who's on your bench, but you're probably starting who you have. It's the Lions. I would start Goff, even though it's the Browns defense. They're at home. I just like starting Goff when they're at home in that dome. 3 p.m. games. That's right. We just got done with the noon games. Yes, the NFL did it again. They do it every week to us. 15, 11 noon games, and then you've got 4 3 o'clock games. And of course, the Chiefs today at 3:25, which we are about to talk about. Chiefs pregame show live with Josh Briscoe starting at noon, right after Jay Binkley, who takes over for me at 10 o'clock until high noon. All right, Jags at 49ers. You've got to start Brian Thomas one more week. I know. I just talked some crap about him earlier. You have to start him one more week as Aaron Rodgers scrambles out up in the middle of the pocket, fumbles, lineman picks it up, runs over 2 more Minnesota Vikings, and it is first down and 10 in the red zone. I don't know if that was a fumble or not, but Aaron Rodgers just took off for 11 yards.
It looked like he just dribbled the football.
Yes, it did. It looked like he bounced it straight off the ground, and it was Broderick Jones, actually, tackle out of Georgia, I believe, who picks up that ball and runs over someone. Yeah, Rodgers, 3-step drop. Ooh, but got to get out of here. Ooh, makes a man miss. Fake the pump fake there. Oh, yeah, that was a fumble. Wow, bro, I mean, that could not have bounced into Broderick Jones' lap any better. Wow, what a punch out there and a good break for the Steelers, because was that Greenlaw? I believe with the forced fumble. That was Dre Greenlaw with the forced fumble, and Mike Tomlin sitting there laughing at how hilariously lucky that was for his team. You got to start Brian Thomas one more week. Where you drafted him, as much capital as you spent on him, we talk about this, Mustard and I do most weeks, right? Where it's like, yeah, I know it hasn't been what you've wanted, but your team is structured as such where you kind of have to play him for now. Now, listen, you don't have to. Maybe next week, maybe you figure out something else. If you've got a guy like Ibuka or something, like, fine. Like, your team may be different, but you probably need to play him one more week. As for the 49ers, I'm playing Pearsall. I'm playing McCaffrey. And I'm even if it's Mac Jones, like, I don't care. I know Brock Purdy's back this week. But even if it was Mac Jones, I'd be saying the same thing. I think those guys are starts, and that schedule's easy for San Francisco. That schedule's really easy for San Francisco, even after this week. Colts at Rams. I mean, who would have thought, dude, before the season started, this is a awesome game. What? I called for the fall off of Daniel Jones last week. I was very wrong. I thought it was going to be him back to earth, AFC South division rival. Titans have a good front four on defense. I thought it was going to be, oh no, here's Daniel Jones with a bad interception. They're down 10-0 in the first quarter. He looks like he's seeing ghosts, the whole thing, right? Didn't happen. If him and the Colts look good today, I will stop calling for the fall off. If he can look good against Jared Verse and this defense, because this defense flies around, man. They get to the quarterback, they fly around. And obviously, they can capitalize off their turnovers with the on the offensive end with Stafford and company. If the Colts look good today, and I would start Daniel Jones. I would start him. You have to at this point. But it is confirmed. Like, you, it is a smash start every week if he plays well. Jonathan Taylor is maybe the best player in fantasy football so far this season. Called that. Said he was a league winner. I drafted him in 3 of my 4 leagues this year for that reason. And the Rams, I don't think there's any surprises on who to start today either. I think you're starting Puka, you're starting Kyren. I would keep your antennas up when you're starting Kyren Williams. Blake Corum is getting more involved in that offense each week. So we'll kind of monitor that. It may be a split backfield here very shortly because Blake Corum is good out of Penn State there. Bears, Raiders, fun fantasy game. No crazy takes there on that game at 3 o'clock. Ravens at Chiefs today. Again, live right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Chiefs football. 3:25, the Chiefs host the Ravens. Josh Briscoe goes live at noon for Chiefs pregame show. I'm anxious about this one. This is going to be a close game. Mitch Holt has said on Fesco and Dusty here, which you can listen to live Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 with Bob, Dusty, and myself. Mitch Holt has joined us on Friday, and he said, Chiefs are going to have to score 30 points to win. Okay, that's just the fact of the matter, right? Let's get down to brass tacks. They're going to have to put up a 30 burger to win this game. So it kind of feels like you start everyone, right? This is not a good Ravens defense. I'm starting Tyquan. I'm starting Hollywood Brown. I'm starting Travis Kelce. Again, if you've got Pacheco, I said it earlier in the show, one of Pacheco or Hunt is scoring today, in my opinion. maybe both, probably not both, one of them is going to score a touchdown today.
You're
going to
get a Patrick Mahomes rushing touchdown and one of the running backs.
Yep. Exactly. You'll have two rushing touchdowns. One will be a Mahomes 30-yard run, and one will be a one-yard slam it in there, either Pacheco or Kareem Hunt. Has Kareem Hunt had a touchdown yet this season?
I think he has one, but I will double-check.
Yeah, I don't know, because I know Kareem Hunt had one last week as Aaron Rodgers gets sacked for about 10 to 15 yards on 2nd and 5 there, as they are in the red zone, up 14-3 against the Minnesota Vikings with under 2 minutes to go in that game over in London. So one of those running backs will score today. And for the Ravens, it's the same, right? Like, you start Zay Flowers, you start Lamar, you start Derrick Henry. I wouldn't start Rashad Bateman. Zero touchdowns, as Mustard confirms. Yeah, zero touchdowns for Isaiah Pacheco. You got it. That's changing at some point. I think today could be that day. One of them scoring today, so I'd still give them a start. But this is going to be a fun game. Man, I am ready to go, and it's only 9:30. Whew! I'm ready, man. I'm ready. Sunday Night Football is going to be fun, too, in a different way. Cowboys at Packers. Could be a lot of points tonight. Could be a lot of points. This is a fantasy haven, right? You want to be a part of this. You don't want to be a part of Jets-Dolphins. This is the exact opposite for me on Monday Night Football, which we have a doubleheader again on Monday night for some reason. If I've got someone else other than a Tyreek Hill, I'm putting him in that place today. I don't like this matchup. The Jets have a good defense. They like to run the football. Justin Fields is back today. They're going to be able to chew clock and take away possessions from the Dolphins, who just look horrendously bad, and they're not a fun football team. I'm staying away from this matchup for the most part, guys. Mustard, what do you think?
I mean, I think people have been waiting for Fields to get back in deeper leagues. So if you're in a super flex and Fields is there against this Dolphins defense, I don't mind it.
That's a good point. I am starting Fields in one of my leagues. That's a good point. I guess I'm speaking to the wide receivers and running backs. I would start even maybe a Breece Hall, but I'm scared about Breece Hall too. I would have second thoughts, but I think you have to probably play him. But yeah, I'm not starting anyone on my... I'm not starting Tua. I'm not starting Tyreek. Devon Achane, he has to start every week. Other than that...
I would say Achane. However he wants it pronounced. Breece Hall, if you need a flex or running back too, and you have somebody better than him, I would start him. And like you said, if you're in a very pinched off position, start Tyreek Hill just for the pass volume. You can't rely on a Waddle touchdown. You need the catches and the targets.
Agreed. Bengals at Broncos. This could be the gross game. This one starts at 7:15. Jets-Dolphins starts at 6:15 on Monday night.
Blocked kick?
Blocked field goal kick. Another oh, my one. Gosh. Wow, another blocked kick these last couple weeks. Wow. Yeah, great block as he comes in over the side there. And it remains 14-3 as Boswell rolls his eyes walking to the sideline, ticked off at his coverage unit. Whoa, Bengals-Broncos. Another one. I'm sticking with Ja'Marr Chase. I know it was bad last week. I think Browning can be better. I'm starting T. Higgins in one of my leagues this week. I know it's the Broncos defense, but it just has to be better than this. We've seen Jake Browning with this offense be really productive and throw it around the yard. So stick it with another week. We mentioned, we mentioned Troy Franklin for the Denver Broncos, who you could start possibly. Off the waiver wire, he got picked up a lot last week. I believe that this could be a good week for him against that porous Cincinnati defense as well. All right, that does it for the matchups. We've got so many texts coming in, and I want even more. Make sure you are a part of asking me your start or sit questions as the next 20 minutes of this show, the rest of the show, is all about you. I'm going to be answering every question you have, so make sure you are in on it on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. To be a part of the show, make sure you text in and ask me, like this guy, 913, so Nick Chubb or Pop? Whichever one you think is going to score a touchdown, I would go with Nick Chubb over Isaiah Pacheco today because it's the Tennessee Titans. I believe the Texans offense can get back to where they need to be. See, there's a little tease. I'm going to have all that for the next 15 minutes live right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's Fantasy Football Sunday on your home for Kansas City sports.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Start or sit.
That's right. That's when the show becomes all about you. Be a part of it on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965, and ask me all of your start or sit questions today on a beautiful day for some fantasy football. Fantasy Football Sunday live right here on 96.5 The Fan for the next 15 minutes. We're live on Twitter. We're live on Facebook. We're live on Twitch. We are live on YouTube. You can watch me. You can listen to me. Give you advice. Watch me give you advice right here as the Vikings are driving down midfield. A minute left in the second quarter. Carson Wentz will throw that near the out of bounds for 7 yards past midfield. They are down 14-3 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. A blocked field goal kick kept it from being 17-3. And the Vikings trying to get back to a one possession game here as just under a minute to go in the first half over there in London. So let's start with all of your start or sit questions. Caleb Williams or Baker Mayfield? This is one that I actually think we're going to stick with the hot hand here. We're going to go with Caleb Williams against the Las Vegas Raiders today. I know Baker came. I love Baker Mayfield today too. Even with the injury designation, it has nothing to do with that for me. It's not like I'm scared about Baker. I really like Caleb Williams today. Wow, Justin Jefferson wide open falls down at the 15-yard line. He could have made a move and probably. I don't know if he would have gotten in the end zone, but he slipped in the wide open field. He had to make one guy miss. Now they are at the 14-yard line as that clock winds down 40, 39, 38. Okay, Quentin Johnston or DJ Moore. I think, again, ride the hot hand. Let's go Quentin Johnston on this. It's just becoming, we're 3 weeks in. It's happened every week. Like, at some point or another, it is what it is. It's just real, right?
And Rome is the wide receiver one there.
And yeah, Rome Odunze is clearly the wide receiver one. We saw Luther Burden ignite last week. He seems like the Jameson Williams for them. He's going to be the 40-yard touchdown catch, have two catches for 90 yards and a touchdown kind of guy. It seems like Luther Burden could be that player. Romeo Doubs, Stephon Diggs, Keon Coleman for wide receiver three. You need to pick one. Ooh, okay. Don't hate any of these options. These are all three guys that are fighting to be the number one option on their offense because they don't have one yet. So I think you're in a really good spot just from a roster perspective. I like that you have all three of these guys to choose from because there's a chance week 7 or week 8, like Stephon Diggs has kind of finally become that number one guy that we know he is and can be.
He's still also coming off an injury. Exactly. So the further along we get in the season, the better Diggs will eventually look.
100%. And then Romeo Doubs, obviously they're trying to find a number one wide receiver in that offense. Matthew Golden still hasn't been able to do it as he is a rookie. And then Keon Coleman, they drafted him, ahead of Xavier Worthy. They drafted him the first-round pick to be a number one wide receiver. He's shown flashes, has yet to put it all together. I'm not starting Keon Coleman today because I'm just nervous about the Saints matchup. If you believe in your heart of hearts he's getting a touchdown, sure, but that's kind of what you're banking on. I'm between Romeo Doubs and Stephon Diggs. I think I'm going to go Romeo Doubs because I think it's going to be an extremely high-scoring game. And I believe that is tonight, Sunday Night Football. You've got the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Green Bay Packers. It's a Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones reunion. Oh, I can't wait to see them hug and kiss it out. Keon Coleman or Romeo Doubs? The next question, Romeo Doubs. Starter sit, Chris Godwin or DJ Moore? I'm going to go DJ Moore today. It's Chris Godwin's first game back. I know like he could go off and I could be eating my words on that, but I'm not taking that risk. I'm going to go with DJ Moore, who, again, we just mentioned hasn't found the rhythm necessarily, but is being targeted. Like, obviously, like, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams want DJ to be a big part of that offense. Third and 12 on the 15-yard line. Carson Wentz off his back foot, throws it out of bounds, almost intercepted. Was that an interception? No, they're going to say out of bounds. So it'll be a 37 or 38-yard field goal to end the first half there. Few more minutes to go. Make sure you get all of your texts in, 913-586-7965, as we go through all of your questions here. Quentin Johnston or Chris Godwin? Quentin Johnston, man, so funny. A lot of the same players on the questions today. Juwan Johnson or Hunter Henry? Hunter Henry. But those are good tight ends to have. Turpin or Worthy? I'm going Worthy today. We didn't get to talk about Xavier Worthy as much. I think you start Xavier Worthy for the most part today. I think he's going to be used a lot. He looks like, I mean, he was a full participant. They're showing him with like a small brace. When they do show him in those small clips in practice, he's dancing. Yeah, I think this is a start Worthy day. Worthy or Rashid Shaheed? I'm starting Worthy. Start two, Keon Coleman, Quentin Johnston, or T. Higgins? I'm starting Quentin Johnston and T. Higgins. Start Ramondre Stevenson for New England or Kroski Merritt with Washington? Mustard and I covered it, right? Like, Ramondre Stevenson is still that guy. Kroski Merritt isn't yet with Washington, so I think you go Stevenson, but I don't love that answer either. Olave or Golden? I'm starting Matthew Golden because I believe it is going to be such a high-scoring game. That's where I'm staying. I just want to be a part of the Cowboys-Packers game tonight because I think it could be 35-30, that sort of thing. And Matthew Golden, odds are he gets in that end zone, right? Chase, Neighbors, Hall, and Odunze. You got to start three, PPR. You got to go Chase and Neighbors. You have to start those two. Hall? Sorry, Breece Hall? Okay, gotcha. Yeah, Rome Odunze over Breece Hall right now. Garrett Wilson or Alvin Kamara? I'll go Kamara. Okay, St. Brown or Isaiah Pacheco in the flex? St. Brown. Come on. Take off those Chiefs glasses, buddy. Let's go. Quentin Johnston or Jameson Williams? I think you go Quentin Johnston. I think you go Quentin Johnston, which is insane that I'm saying that.
We got a lot of JMO questions today.
Jeez, he's
underperforming for the value that you drafted him, so people want to know.
Yeah, a lot of Jameson. You're right. Good call on that. All right, let's get to those in the last few minutes we have here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. We got Jay Binkley coming up for 2 hours before Josh Briscoe and that Chiefs Radio Network pregame show, because the Chiefs are live today at 3:25 right here on 96.5 The Fan. Okay, so let's look at this Lions matchup, obviously. Hosting the Browns, I'm starting Hollywood Brown over Jameson Williams today. I think I'm going to start Hollywood Brown. DJ Moore or Jameson Williams? Man, this is tough, guys. Oh, God. I think I'm going to go DJ Moore. I really liked the Bears offense last week. Who didn't? It was a get right game against the Dallas Cowboys. And DJ Moore had only a touchdown. It wasn't really did a lot other than that, but he's getting targeted. He's getting the ball. I'm going to go with DJ Moore because of the usage, right? I want that consistency. Jameson Williams could have two targets. Which three receivers do I start? AJ Brown, Puka Nacua, Roma Odunze, Jacoby Myers, Thornton. Oh my. Yeah, I think the first three, bro. A.J. Brown, Nacua, Odunze, Bowers, Myers, Williams, need two. Yeah, I goofed, got two from Vegas. Okay, yeah, I'd go Bowers and Williams. Start Jameson Williams over Jacoby Myers today. Which three receivers do I start? Yeah, we already did that one. Thornton or Stevens at running back. Stevenson, I assume, is what they're... Tyquan Thornton. I'm sorry. I was like, Thornton, the running back. These texts are weird sometimes when we're going so quickly. Sorry about that. Jameson Williams or Dontavian Wicks? Another Jameson Williams question. Listen, but it's the Packers, and it's this Packers-Cowboys matchup. I like the way Wicks looked last week. So I'll go with Wicks, but these are putting me in a blender over here. Start Myers or McConkey? I'd go McConkey. Wandale Robinson or Travis Hunter? I think you go Travis Hunter today. Mark Andrews or Dallas Goedert? I think you ride that hot hand with Mark Andrews against the Chiefs today. Ash and Jeanty or Debo Samuel? This is something that we talked about, right? Ash and Jeanty's got an offensive line that's just not going to work well for him. It's going to be rough. Vikings make it 6-14, by the way, with a field goal to end the first half. So we do go into halftime as a one possession game, but it feels like a bigger blowout than that right now, as the Steelers have a lot of momentum. Again, I think when you talk about, you deleted the text, Mustard. What was I just talking about?
Debo.
Oh, yeah. So when you talk about Debo Samuel, like, he is now the number one option for Commanders because there is no Terry McLaurin and because they're still finding their bell cow. So I think you've got to go Debo there. Tet McMillan or DeAndre Swift? I'm going DeAndre Swift today because I think Christian Gonzalez is playing for the New England Patriots. I'm starting Quinshon Judkins over Isaiah Pacheco. Kelce or Henry. I assume that's Hunter Henry. I'm going to go Hunter Henry, but listen, man. Come on. Put on the Chiefs glasses for that one. Start Travis Kelce. The Chiefs are winning today, baby. I can't wait to talk to Jay Binkley about it. Start off his show with a little Mac attack. Jay Binkley goes live for the next 2 hours before Josh Briscoe. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can watch us live on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. Love doing this with you every week. Again, make sure you follow me on Twitter, MacJMorey25. I'll answer your questions if you at me. If I didn't get to it today, I apologize. Find me on Twitter, and I will answer you there. I love to do it. We got a lot of good games today. Chiefs against the Ravens, live 325. Josh Briscoe at noon. Stay locked in right here. It's your home for Kansas City sports. It's 96.5 The Fan.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.